content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Jean Latshaw from the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Ladies Magazines. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from various ladies' magazines. Let's jump right on in. From Women's Day, they like to tell us what national or international day it is. They call it the smile file. And so they tell us that April 13th will be National Scrabble Day. So take that for what it is. If you're a Scrabble person and want to plan a Scrabble party or something to commemorate it, there you go, 13th. From Magnolia, the Wonder Club, Crew and his friends, Crew is their youngest child, set out for an adventure inspired by my new children's book, The World Needs the Wonder You See. And this, of course, by Joanna Gaines, G-A-I-N-E-S. These are the Magnolia people, the Gaineses. All right, it can feel like you now see everything in color when you're watching a child. How they stop to pick the lonely flower, point out the birds flying in patterns, search far and wide until they've found every member of that ant colony. It's as if they've been told they were made for discovery, that wonder is theirs for the taking, and you can see their belief in the way they carry their bodies, feet first, head tilted high, always postured for curiosity. I wish I could say I've always been great at looking for the wonder in every day, that I've always done a good job of slowing down and taking in the harder-to-reach moments of beauty. But somehow along the way to becoming a grown-up, I got busy and distracted. I simply forgot to look closely beyond the black and white. Then came my youngest son, Crew. 6 years ago, he arrived like a gust of wind, the strength of something that could change the direction I was headed. In the years since, Crew has grabbed my hand and walked me back to seeing things the way I once could. He reminds me to look up. He slows me down. Crew admires not just the flowers when we take a walk through the gardens, but the soil they grow from. When my mind is quick to move on, Crew pulls me back in, helping me to see how even the tiniest wonders can be worthy of our time. I'm grateful for his childlike perspective eventually returned to me and over time inspired the idea for a children's book all about the everyday wonders that kids are so naturally drawn to seek out and discover. We titled it, The World Needs the Wonder You See. As much as I wrote it for my son and every kid who believes there are always miracles to catch and surprises hiding in plain sight, I also wrote it for me and all the moms and dads and caregivers who might need a reminder that wonder awaits us, too. For others, it's an invitation. We rounded up Crew and a few of his friends and set them off on an afternoon adventure. We promised to follow where they led, watch closely, and glean all we could about how to live more curiously. Here's my favorite thing I'm taking away from that experience. For all that is on us adults to model for our kids, this day reminded me that only they can teach us how to see the world for all the wonder it holds. And so the Wonder Club's honor code for children, look up. Always see your eyes peeled for anything extraordinary. Lean in. Don't be afraid to get a closer look at something that catches your eye. Bend low. The best view often means getting on your hands and knees. You won't believe what you see. And reach for new heights. Stay curious about making new discoveries. One thing we know for sure is that wonder is never in short supply. From Women's Day, in honor of Erase Self-Negativity Day, April 10th, founded by Pilot Pen, wellness coach, author, and health educator Elizabeth Scott, Ph.D., and the National Alliance on Mental Illness developed a writing exercise that will help you delete damaging words and phrases from your inner monologue. Here's how. 1. Remember negative words. Think about hurtful statements you've made in your negative self-talk. 2. Write them down. With an erasable pen, jot down the most disempowering thing you've ever told yourself. 3. Copy the words. Write the words twice more. Then shut your eyes and erase them mentally, one at a time. 4. Erase the negativity. Use the eraser on your pen to physically erase the first set of words. Embrace the white space and the positive potential. 5. Create positivity. Write a positive, affirming statement in place of the negative one. And 6. Reinforce the positive habit. Repeat this exercise with other sets of negative words. Schedule time each month to prioritize your well-being. And top it off for National Unicorn Day, April 9th. Let's see what we have here. Growing up, Erica James, a mom of two from Aurora, Illinois, was in awe of her mother's beautifully decorated birthday cakes. Erica didn't have the same flair for fondant, but she did have a hack, handmade cake toppers that would transform boring sheet cakes into showstoppers. Her company, AvalonSunshineHQ.com, I will spell it, AvalonSunshineHQ.com. To see her offerings, she actually has one that's a very cute little unicorn on the top of a birthday cake, and right above the unicorn, a little banner that they probably do special for the birthday person in your life, because this one says Gracie. Anyway, National Unicorn Day, April 9th. Who knew? From Woman's Day, dog hair do care. We love our furry friends, but dogs can be especially rough on furniture. Protect your sofa from everything from fur and muddy paws to saliva with a 100% waterproof washable cover. We love the quilted look above. That's a $25 one from Chewy.com. And because the first week of May is National Pet Week, why not give your best pal, this is a little early for Pet Week, but I'm reading it to you anyway. Why not give your best pal a Luxe Faux Fur Retreat as a cushy alternative to the sofa? The orthopedic dog bed they're showing as well is $129 at paw.com, P-A-W.com. Has premium pressure-relieving memory foam inside. I would not recommend getting one of those expensive dog beds for a chewer. Careful, they could ruin that. Chewers get cheap dog beds. From Good Housekeeping, lilies and raisins and soap. Oh my. Unexpected seasonal dangers can put your pet at risk. A few simple precautions can help. Ah, spring. The birds are chirping and the flowers are blooming. Easter is around the corner and spring cleaning may be on your mind. It's also a time of year when curious pets get into things you wish they wouldn't. Renee Schmidt, Director of Veterinary Medicine and Senior Veterinary Toxicologist at the Pet Poison Helpline, that's a 24/7 animal poison control center, has fielded more than a few panicked calls from pet owners. Here's what she's learned about avoiding spring's most common household pet dangers. First, spring clean safely. Leaving a bottle of cleaning chemicals open can be an invitation for pets to sniff and taste, which can cause serious injury. Keep all cleaning products closed, and when you clean a toilet or shower, make sure to close the lid or the bathroom door to keep curious pets from licking there until the cleaner has been rinsed off. Next, be cautious with carrot cake. If you're making an Easter carrot cake or anything else with raisins, beware. Raisins and grapes can cause kidney failure in dogs and cats. Use a trash can with a heavy lid to discourage foraging, and be aware of what your pet can reach. While a small dog won't be able to get on to food left on a countertop, a larger dog or cat certainly could. Look out for lilies. These beautiful white flowers are classic spring blooms. Unfortunately, the entire plant, stems, leaves, flowers, and pollen, and even the water in a vase containing lilies, can cause kidney failure in cats in as little as 3 days if ingested. Shamrock and azalea plants can be very toxic to both dogs and cats, Schmidt says, causing nausea, breathing difficulty, and more. Stay safe on Easter Sunday. Keep baskets out of reach of pets. Curious dogs could chew on plastic eggs and their contents. And chocolate can cause sickness, of course, in both dogs and cats. And resist the urge to share table scraps. Garlic and onion are toxic to dogs and cats, and animal bones can cause choking and internal obstructions. Last, what to do after toxin exposure? Hopefully your pet will never get into something they shouldn't. Toddler-proofing the home is similar to what you'd want to do for your pet, says Schmid, but accidents happen. If you suspect a pet has ingested something harmful, Schmid recommends calling your vet or the Pet Poison Helpline. Now, they do charge a fee for that, $89 at the Pet Poison Helpline. But their phone number, if you want to put it in your phone just in case, 855-764-7661. 855-764-7661. You could save a life. From First for Women, freeze groceries to save on food waste. These clever tips can take your freezer from chaos to calm and make meal prep easier. Freezers are the unsung heroes of kitchens, holding everything from leftovers and frozen appetizers to ice cream and meats. But keeping them tidy is a whole different story. If your freezer often ends up a chaotic, frosty jungle where food goes to hide and sometimes, sadly, expire, there's hope. We asked professional organizers for their best freezer hacks to save space, money, and perhaps even your sanity. First, create vertical space. The key to freezer zen, optimize space by thinking both vertically and horizontally, says Megan Kessman of Megan Kessman Home Organization. Stackable bins tame the clutter, and shelf risers work wonders too to maximize vertical space, says Tina Prestley, CEO of Ready, Set, Refresh. Next, store leftovers side by side. Instead of stacking containers back to front, place them side by side. Rotate the food by date and place them side by side, says James Lott Jr., founder of the Super Organizer. This prevents older items from getting lost in the icy abyss. Skip the bulky packaging. Transferring items from the original boxes to space-efficient containers or bags is a no-brainer. Make soups or sauces often, freeze them flat in Ziploc bags. Then you can stack them like files in a drawer. So efficient, Priestley says. 4. Make a use-it-soon section. A designated use-it zone keeps note of expiration dates, Priestley says. This helps reduce clutter and ensures you're not holding on to things longer than necessary. Not only will you save space, but you'll also reduce food waste. A win-win. Group like items together. Clear containers make spotting items easy, but don't stop there. Group the chicken, steak, appetizers, and so on, suggests Audra George of Pretty Neat, an organization solution. This makes finding dinner ingredients a breeze and makes inventory checks before grocery runs easier. From First for Women, in focus, sunny floral displays. Brighten any day with classic spring blooms. Daffodils bring an instant burst of cheer and freshness to a space, says florist Amy McCord, who shares tips as at Flower Moxie on Instagram. That's at FlowerMoxie on Insta. And separating one bunch of blooms into several tall bud vases creates a greater visual impact on a table. To keep your daffodils perky, McCord suggests trimming the stems every other day and keeping the flowers out of direct sunlight. Isn't that something? I mean, they like the direct sunlight when they're in the ground, not when they're out. From First for Women, screen time swap, good for the brain. Watching TV may be entertaining, but reading a book is better for your brain. That's the word from Australian researchers who found that study subjects who traded as little as 5 minutes of screen time for mentally stimulating activities like reading and listening to music. They scored higher on a test of global cognition, the ability to think, learn, and reason, than TV viewers. According to the researchers, any pursuit that engages the brain helps to keep it healthy. A couple of things here from First for Women for your wardrobe. Dressing for spring. Casual chic in spring athleisure. They show us four stars and the way they work their athleisure. So level up your loungewear. Molly Sims wears pieces in differing shades of pink, which creates an eye-catching and cohesive look. She's got one shade of pink stretch pants and a completely different shade of pink hoodie. Sophia Vergara, wide-leg sweatpants are easy to move around in and optically elongate the lower half. She's got a very dark pink pair of wide-leg sweatpants paired with just a white crew neck long sleeve t-shirt. Denise Austin, the exercise guru, tossing on a zip-up jacket adds a light layer for warmth, perfect for chillier spring days. She looks like she's wearing a matching pair of stretch pants and a tank, the same shade of pink, and then covered with a black zip-up hoodie jacket, I think. And Alessandra Ambrosio wears a matching sweatsuit, keeping you looking polished when running around town. That's more of a, I don't know, I'd call that maybe more of a mauve. She's wearing a raspberry or something. Matching sweatpants and hooded sweatshirt. Looks good. And stunning in spring denim. I encourage you, as always, to shop your own closet for these and similar pieces to dial up your look for spring. They're showing jeans with a slight flare to pull the eye away from body worries. These ones they're showing, $90 from Abercrombie.com. That's Abercrombie.com. It's the Curve Love High-Rise Vintage Flare Jean. I think they're very similar to the ones I used to wear in the 70s. Then they're showing a denim dress with gold hardware accents. The one they're showing is a little above the knee, but any length works. This one, $105 from Meshki, Meshki.us. It's called the Monica denim dress. They also recommend a midi length, which would be calf/ankle length dress. Those are available too. A small denim shoulder bag won't add any bulk to the body. The one they're showing, $89 from Kate Spade Outlet. That's KateSpadeOutlet.com. It's the Kayla Denim Convertible Wristlet. And they're showing a denim jacket. It says pleats on a jean jacket help showcase the waist. $90 from Gap, the one they're showing, although I don't know how much use you'll get out of it. Maybe cooler evenings here in the Triangle. Anyway, Gap.com, G-A-P.com. It's the cinched denim jacket. And then they also show a light wash denim skirt, features a subtle front slit that makes it easy to move around in. That's $50 from Mango. You can get it at shop.mango.com, shop.mango.com. It's the slit denim skirt. And they also show a short sleeve denim jumpsuit. You might have one of those in your closet from years back. They're back in style. Over to food, if you're getting hungry. Passover is April 12th to 20th. This would be a Passover-friendly item. Cocoa Nutty Lime Tart. Active time, only 15 minutes. Total time, 30, plus cooling and chilling. And this serves 12, you know, or maybe four hungry people like around my house. We need 3 tablespoons unsalted butter, plus more for greasing. 3 ounces semi-sweet chocolate. 3 cups sweetened shredded coconut. 1 8-ounce block of cream cheese at room temperature, 1 14-ounce can of sweetened condensed milk, 1 teaspoon of lime zest plus a half a cup of lime juice plus the zest and lime slices for decorating. Heat oven to 325. Butter a 9-inch tart pan with removable bottom. In a large bowl, combine the butter and chocolate and microwave in a microwave on high 30-second intervals until just melted, then stir in the coconut. Using your hands evenly and firmly, press the mixture into the bottom and up the sides of that pan. Place tart pan on cookie sheet. Bake until firm, about 20 minutes. Let cool completely. Using electric mixer, beat the cream cheese until smooth. Add condensed milk and lime zest and juice and beat to combine. Pour into the cooled crust, then refrigerate until set at least 2 hours, up to 1 day. Just before serving, decorate with lime slices and zest if desired. From Good Housekeeping, still in the Passover theme, more matzo. Here are some of the Good Housekeeping Test Kitchen's favorite ways to turn this holiday staple into something delicious. First, top it. Treat squares of matzo as you would any piece of toasted bread. Try a spread of peanut butter, sliced bananas, blueberries, and a drizzle of honey. Crush it. Pulse into crumbs in a food processor, then use it to coat chicken, sprinkle on fish, or add crunch to roasted vegetables. Pizzafy it. Turn a sheet into a crust and top with sauce, grated cheese, and your go-to pizza toppings, then pop it into the oven until it looks nice and melty. Crouton it. Break into pieces, then toss with greens to give salad a little texture boost. Stack it. In lieu of noodles, layer matzo into your next lasagna, no boiling required. And matzo brittle. What? Active time 20 minutes, total time is 40 plus chilling. This makes 16, it says, or serves 16. We need 1 cup of pecans, 4 to 5 sheets of matzo, 3/4 cup, that's 1.5 sticks of unsalted butter, 3/4 cup of packed light brown sugar, 1 teaspoon pure vanilla extract, kosher salt, 3/4 cup bittersweet chocolate chips, 1/2 cup semi-sweet chocolate chips, flaky sea salt for sprinkling. Heat oven to 350. Spread the pecans on a small baking sheet and bake until toasted and lightly darkened, 6 to 8 minutes. When cool enough to handle, roughly chop them and set aside. Meanwhile, line a large rimmed sheet pan with foil, arrange the matzo on the sheet, breaking as needed to fit in a single layer. In a medium saucepan, heat butter and brown sugar on medium, whisking occasionally until smooth and melted. Bring mixture to a boil and continue cooking, whisking often until thickened and lightened. In color, about 2 minutes more. Remove from heat, whisk in the vanilla and 1/8 teaspoon salt. The mixture will sputter when you do that. Then pour the mixture over the matzo and, using an offset spatula, spread in an even layer. Bake until golden brown, 12 to 14 minutes, then immediately scatter the chocolate chips on top. Let sit until melted, enough to spread about 5 minutes. Then spread the chocolate in an even layer with the offset spatula. Scatter chopped pecans on top, then sprinkle with flaky sea salt. Refrigerate until the chocolate hardens at least 30 minutes, then break into pieces to serve. Brittle will keep in an airtight container in the fridge for up to a week. And then it says a little thing on the side, pantry pivot. Switch up the ingredients based on what you have on hand. You can swap in almonds, peanuts, or pistachios instead of the pecans, or white chocolate for the semi-sweet, or add freeze-dried berries. I must say it looks very appetizing, and I shouldn't even be hungry. From Magnolia. Fresh greens bowl, 10 minutes prep time, grill time 12 minutes, and this makes 1. So you have to multiply if you're making more than one. Place 2 cups fresh baby kale and 1 cup shredded Brussels sprouts in a bowl. Drizzle with 1 teaspoon olive oil and sprinkle with kosher salt. Rub the mixture with your fingers until kale is glossy and dark green. Top with 1/3 cup each steamed shelled edamame. They look like little lima beans. And blanched asparagus pieces and 1/4 cup sliced cucumber. If you like, add grilled chicken. Drizzle with tahini honey dressing. Sprinkle with chopped toasted walnuts. And for the grilled chicken, sprinkle 6 to 8 ounce skinless, boneless chicken breast with kosher salt and black pepper. Grill covered over medium 12 to 15 minutes or until fully cooked, 165 degrees inside, turning once. Slice the chicken. For the tahini honey dressing, whisk together 1 tablespoon each tahini and fresh lemon juice, 1 teaspoon each honey and olive oil, and some kosher salt and black pepper to taste. To reach drizzling consistency, add water 1 teaspoon at a time. And also Magnolia loaded burger bowl. Prep time's 15 minutes. Cook time is 9, and this makes 1 bowl. You'll have to multiply. Shape 4 to 6 ounces of ground beef. There it is. Into a patty. And season with a steak seasoning type of thing. Cook in a large skillet over medium 9 to 12 minutes or until desired doneness, 160 degrees inside for medium, turning once. For a vegetarian version, substitute 1 large portobello mushroom cap. Cook 12 to 15 minutes or until tender, turning once. Arrange 6 oven-fried potato wedges and 2 cups shredded lettuce in a bowl. Top lettuce with chopped tomato. Add burger, drizzle with purchased steak sauce, and sprinkle with shredded cheddar cheese, crispy bacon crumbles, optional, finely chopped red onion, and sliced pickles. Man. From First for Women, Dreamy Spice Fix. Struggling to snooze? Here's a spicy trick. Stir some nutmeg powder into warm milk or tea before bed. Nutmeg's natural compounds have sedative effects that can help you drift off faster and stay asleep longer, and science backs this up. According to the Journal of Ethnopharmacology, nutmeg can increase both light and deep sleep. Just add a teaspoon to your favorite nighttime drink and get ready to catch some Z's. A quote from First for Women. Sometimes it takes only one act of kindness and caring to change a person's life. Surprisingly, that's from Jackie Chan, actor and director. And another one. Blossom by blossom, the spring begins. That's from Algernon Charles Swinburne. Well, we've run out of time for today's episode of Ladies Mags. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Jean Latshaw, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired and available as a podcast on our website, www.ncreadingservice.org. For comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. And thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.